Macmillan Audio presents Rubicon, written by J.S. Dewis, narrated by Eunice Wong. Chapter 1. Blasts of sand pelted Adrian's back as the dropship's thrusters flared into blinding blue-white halos. It lifted off the ground, kicking up a static hum of fine white sand that pelted the carapace of her hardsuit.
"We're skyward,"
the pilot called over comms.
"Good hunting, Specialist Valero."
Adrian acknowledged him with a quick two-fingered salute. The ship's silver hull blanched, then became a mere shimmer of light as the stealth system engaged, and it shot into the darkening atmosphere. She switched to squad comms.
"Rhodes?"
Private Harlan Rhodes approached, obscured through the eddy of sand drifting in the wake of the dropship.
"Go for Rhodes."
"Any hits?"
"Nothing, boss."
Harlan stopped next to her, his scuffed, dark gray hard suit dusted with a layer of fine sand. He flashed a grin from under his shaded visor.
"You'll be the first to know, Valero. Sir. After me, obviously."
Adrian humored her second's congeniality with a stilted smile.
"Thanks for the clarification,"
he nodded.
"You got it, boss."
Through the lingering haze of sand, Adrian surveyed the planet's landscape. Beyond the inlet of a choppy sea, the fragments of an ancient metal city jutted up through dense forest, colossal husks of some once great civilization. On the horizon beyond the water, the system's red dwarf star hovered like a massive dying cinder, casting the long-abandoned landscape in a hazy amber glow. And there it would sit, always watching, skirting eastward along the rim of the world until morning, when it'd pull itself back up into the sky and make its lazy, almost 42-hour arc back to the spot, the same amount of time she'd been given to complete this mission.
"Overwatch is up,"
Private McGowan announced, stepping to the other side of Harlan. Her fingers flashed across her survey tablet.
"Clear, presently.
Keep an eye on it."
Adrian glanced back at the hunched man towering off her shoulder.
"Booker, what's our ETA?"
The private's deep voice crackled through her earpiece.
About 50 minutes if you want to keep boots on the ground. 20 if you're up for a little rappelling."
Adrian's squad fell in behind her as she crossed a few meters of rocky terrain toward an uneven cliff edge, dusted with tawny saltbush. She peered over the edge to the turbulent surf 300 meters below, where algae-laden waves crashed against the worn basalt cliff face.
"Book, you got a local survey?" she asked.
Booker pinged her HUD, and Adrian quickly reviewed the topography. The descent was doable, but it'd be a risk with the rough surf.
"Nah, let's hoof it," she said. "We've got time. Rhodes, you got the COB kit."
"Copy,"
Harlan acknowledged. McGowan stowed her tablet, then helped Harlan lift the heavy Colonial Operations base kit onto his back. Adrian double-checked the atmospheric readout in her HUD before sliding open the visor of her helmet. She drew in a slow inhale of the warm, salty air. It wasn't every day they were deployed in breathable atmosphere, and she couldn't remember the last time she'd smelled an ocean.
"Atmos clear, guys."
Harlan slid his visor open and sucked in a long breath through his nose.
"Oh, isn't it nice when a planet's not trying to kill us?"
"Not yet, anyway."
McGowan and Booker opened their visors as well. Adrian shouldered her own pack and let Booker lead the way north along the edge of the cliff. The breeze off the sea cooled with the waning sunlight as they descended along a steep game trail, worn into the landscape by some manner of vertically accomplished fauna.
"So, Rhodes," Booker said. "What are we thinking?"
Harlan lifted his chin and sniffed the air deeply.
"I'll give it an 8.5.
"That high?"
Booker asked, skeptical.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"